Welcome to .org, KGNU's look at local nonprofits.
My name is Emma Lyman, and I am a board member for the YWCA. We have been a part of the Eliminating Racism and Empowering Girls mission for many, many years. And our philosophy is that we really need the dialogue through various access points. And the workplace is something that at times seems to be a little covert, the overt racism or discrimination in any form is typically easily identifiable. However, the covert sometimes is hard to figure out, and we want to talk about it and have some of our experts in the workplace that we were able to gather, community members, that will explain to us racism and discrimination in all its forms within the workplace in a mostly adult environment.
Well, let's talk about some examples of what that's like, because as you said, very often the overt racism, it's something that's easier to call out. Maybe if people are calling people names or using derogatory language. And right. There are very often concrete policies in place that can address those. But the covert issue is something that kind of tends to be more systemic and harder to address. Give us some examples of how this manifests itself.
Exactly. I think what happens a lot in the workplace is the side conversations or comments. Something as simple as being the black sheep of the family or being the black sheep of a group. That, in fact, has its roots in racism. With just the word black in it, does make an impact. And of course, it's so culturally accepted anymore that you don't think twice. Oh, yeah, that person is a problem person in the workplace. She or he is the black sheep. Other more subtle ways of experiencing racism or witnessing racism are the lack of diversity or the put down of a certain group in stereotyping very, very carefully said comments that in order to bring a certain group up invariably puts down another group. Perhaps one example could be a woman, very successful, white, middle class, that received a lot of support. Well, of course, you know, we should hire her and put her in the forefront of our company because that's very representative of whatever it is the company might do. And that, you know, may be perceived as, yes, she has the capacity, she has all the background. However, it is a non-inclusive type of action when you don't really include everybody else in the pool.
Well, you have quite a lineup for this panel that's happening in the morning. It's Thursday, April 27th. It's like a breakfast panel, so 7:30 to 9 a.m. at the YWCA in Boulder, which is downtown. Some of the folks that you have lined up, TJ Cole, who's a principal of Justice High School in the Boulder Valley School District, and he is a former municipal court judge, and he has worked as a district court magistrate for many, many years, but he also has a very specific interest in socioeconomic justice for at-risk communities. Courtney Prusmack, who's the manager of diversity and inclusion in Boulder County. Tsunemi Rooney, who is the Outreach Counselling Programme Director at the Safe House Progressive Alliance for Nonviolence, and Valerie Simons, who's the Executive Director and Title IX Coordinator at CU Boulder. People can find out more about this particular topic by attending this forum. It's called Racism in the Workplace, completely open to the public. It's at 7:30 a.m. on Thursday, April 27th at the YWCA building in downtown Boulder. It's on 14th Street. Emma Lyman, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For their link and another listen, go to our blog at kgnu.org/dot.org.